Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Corny, but in our case, true. Neither of us slept that night. Even given the emotional awkwardness at this being our first time together, it was glorious. Unlike some of the young goddesses I'd known, her body was ordinary, but we fit together flawlessly. After we made love the first time, we rested, talked, had drinks from the minibar, then made love again. This was not two heat-seeking animalist forces, the way I was used to it. This was lovemaking, the real thing. I'd never been in this place before. It was exhilarating, overwhelming. It was also scary as hell. She was married. She filled in some of her blanks. 43 years old, married for 9 years, her only marriage. No children. Her husband didn't want them. He had adult children from his previous marriage. He was older, almost 60. He didn't want to start a family all over again. He had left his first wife for her. She hadn't wanted him to, but once he did, she felt obligated to marry him, which didn't mean she hadn't loved him. But breaking up his family, even if that was the perception in the community rather than the reality, he was going to leave his wife no matter what. He just needed a reason to do it sooner or later. Had weighed heavily on her. He had become estranged from his children, a man and a woman in their early 30s, my age, I thought, as she recited this litany, after the divorce and remarriage. It bothered her, Marnie, more than it bothered him. Her husband, Mark Hamilton, was a doctor. Rich, successful, narcissistic. They lived palatially in Austin. His circle was their circle, his interests their interests. She'd been a social worker before they got married. They'd met while serving on a United Way committee, of which he was the chairman, she a lowly volunteer. She had tried to resist him, but he was irresistible. In everything, not only the pursuit of his own self-centered happiness. She had a wonderful material life, but it was bereft of love, of passion. Until yesterday, when her car blew a tire in a rainstorm, and I, by pure random or divine...